destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons, the Transformers.
Robots in disguise,
the Transformers. More than meets the eye, the Transformers.
Hello there, this is Michael Blanchard of the TFG1 Podcast, and for this supplemental episode, we are, Stephen C. Phillips and I are combining our podcasts this week, so you will hear one episode, and it'll be the both of us talking about our best of 2008. Hello, Steve.
Hey.
Okay, that's a... You're supposed to keep talking.
Yeah. Well, this is also the combined All Things Transformers episode 10.
Yep, 10th episode. And, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I should have had it a lot sooner, but...
You were sick. You can't blame yourself.
I've been getting sick a lot this season, which sucks.
Yeah, it does, very much so.
And then, yeah, so for the most part, just... Either I've been too lazy, been too worked, or the holidays, and then being sick. So that just sucks all around.
My view on the holidays is I would put, like, my thing is that I will put up, if I am going to put up a Christmas tree like I didn't this year, my mom did, but if I was going to do it myself, I would put it up December 15th, and it would be taken down December 26th. That's it. That's all you need. That's all the time you need for Christmas decorations and crap like that. I cannot stand people who leave up their stuff halfway into July. It just irks me so bad.
Well, see, it took us 3 weeks to get the tree completely done because we got the tree up one Sunday. We got the stuff on, the lights on it the next Sunday because we had to go out and buy more. Then we got the ornaments on it the next Sunday. This was all after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then... So we had the tree done about a week before Christmas, and I'm supposed to tear everything down today.
Oh, boy.
Eh, it won't take too long.
I told my mom, because she had, before my grandmother passed away a couple of years ago, my grandmother had gotten this thing from my mom. It was a Grinch doll. It was a Grinch doll with batteries in it, and it played the theme song. But he used to dance. Well, he doesn't dance anymore. Well, my mom... bought a tree that wasn't too big for her living room, but with an angel or a star on it, it would have gone into the ceiling. So she put the Grinch doll up there as the top of the tree, and she's got like two branches up his ass, and like his legs are tied around one branch, so he stays up there. He stayed up there the entire time because I spent both days, the 24th and 25th, at my mom's, and. He stayed up there the entire time. When I left Friday the 26th, I took him down. I said, okay, that's it. Give me a chainsaw. We'll just, you know, cut the tree in half with all the lights. Leave all the lights on it. I'll cut it in half, and we can just take it out to the dumpster. You don't have to take any decorations off. She's like, oh, no, I want to save some of the bulbs. And I'm like, come on, you want an easy way to get it down? Just chop it and just take it out with all the shit already on it. So, yeah, Christmas was fun this year. Yeah. All right, where are we going from here? Do we have any news this week at all? Is there anything going on?
There isn't a whole lot besides a few new figure releases, and they have a few pictures of Revenge of the Fallen out this week.
Which could probably be fake.
No, they're real because they're not from the first movie.
Oh, well.
But they're saying that the teaser poster will be soon up after this new year, and the teaser trailer will either be out in theaters early February or on the Super Bowl.
It'll probably end up on the Super Bowl.
You never know.
You know, it'll be on the internet at some point, probably either right before it goes on air on TV or in theaters. I guarantee you that. Somebody'll find it. Somebody'll do something with it. Okay. My head. That hurt. Okay. Do we want to start the best of 2008 now?
Sure, let's go for it.
All right, who's starting?
All right, I guess I'll just kind of jump around the list.
Okay, that's fine.
I guess let's do the best of, or basically the top picks of 2008 for movies that you saw in theater.
Well, mine are Iron Man and Dark Knight. They were the only two that I had any even gumption to going to the theaters to see. Iron Man was great. I loved it. I wanted to sneak back in and watch it again, but I didn't. But Iron Man was great, and The Dark Knight, even though there are a couple of things that, you know, people have pointed out that are kind of problematic, but like at the end where Bale's voice is so gravelly as Batman, other than that, I love that movie. It's just great. I actually have the two-disc edition sitting right behind me here. Finally got that. So, what would yours be?
Well, mine are, of course, Iron Man and The Dark Knight. But also, I have one on there on my list that I'm not going to mention because I haven't seen it and I was planning on it. But
would that be certain robot? be a certain robot that was deserted on Earth by everybody for about 700 years?
No, I'd seen Wall-E.
Okay.
That wasn't actually half as bad as everybody had said it was. Like, everybody was telling me, oh, there's no talking and everything like that. But the graphics in it were still good for a Pixar film. It was probably one of the best Pixar films so far.
Yep.
And basically shows how lazy people get in the future, which it's already headed down that path. But the whole movie was pretty good overall. And the other two movies I have on my list are Saw 5 and Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I do not get into the Saw movies at all. It's one of the things where I do not do horror flicks, regardless of how cheesy they may be, regardless of how supposedly not scary they are. I just won't watch that stuff. So, yeah, I really can't comment on Saw 5.
Well, see, I normally hate, or not hate, but just don't like horror movies or slash-em-ups. But for some reason, this series has gotten me hooked. And it's not because the gore or anything, because I really don't like that part. I just like how entangled all five movies have been into each other, where they're pulling from the other movies constantly. The only one that wasn't pulling, obviously, from another movie was the first one. And each one connects with the previous one, including various aspects throughout the entire set of five.
Yeah.
But it does pretty much tie it up in this one to where they could either let it sit or pick it back up again, because for those of you that have seen it, spoiler, or the ones that haven't seen it, that would be a spoiler. But,
I was going to say, wait a second, for the people that have seen it, they already know.
But they're the one FBI agent's left at the end, and leaves it open for more. And I have heard rumors that there's a sixth one on the way, which I couldn't see them.
It doesn't surprise me. As long as any film will make the money like that, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But
Iron Man, I really like that movie. I don't own the two disc, but that would be by far my favorite movie of 2008.
See, I can't pick between them because they are both my favorites. It's basically a tie between the two of them as far as number one movie of 08. So, but you really should go out and get that two disc, especially if you have a FYE in your area. Go up there and get the Steelbook edition. It doesn't offer any special booklets inside, but it's a really cool packaging. I got that one, and I love it.
Yeah, and the Dark Knight I own on Blu-ray, which I bought on sale a couple weeks ago. And I haven't actually watched the Blu-ray copy yet. I rented it at Blockbuster for the regular standard video. Yeah. Still have yet to watch it on Blu-ray and watch the special features on it. But this one comes with like the digital copy and to where you can play it on a computer and everything like that, two disc, and so it's pretty badass looking.
Yeah, I like the two disc regular edition. The front cover of that has the Batpod and Batman on it, and then as far as the slip cover, and then on the inside, the actual disc case has the Joker on it, which is really cool. I started watching the special features the other day, and I started watching the Gotham Tonight features, and I just didn't really like that at all. Wasn't really my thing. I haven't watched the IMAX shots yet, but I've been too focused on a few other DVDs that I've gotten. So yeah, I've gotten
out of your many that you've ordered.
Oh, let's not even. No, I haven't gotten anything I've ordered yet. I've spent money that I probably won't even have anymore. I actually just made a payment to Columbia House, but I have spent probably over $1,000 on DVDs in the past 2 weeks.
Holy shit.
I just kept seeing stuff, and I just kept adding it to the cart and just ended up checking out, and one order was like $557.09. Of course, $94 of that is shipping, which sucks, but whatever.
Yeah, see, that's why I find places that if I'm going to buy stuff, it's free shipping.
Yeah, but the free shipping takes, like, 2 weeks. That's my thing. I want it now. If I'm paying this amount of money, I don't... It's like, I will not go to, like, used CD, music, DVD shops anymore. Because I know that these shops are really picky and everything else, and they want to take only the best. But I'm sorry, there are going to be scratches on some used DVDs. There just are. That's just the fact of life. Unless you pretty much keep them in pristine order, which is what I do with mine. So, because I'll watch them once and they'll sit on the shelf for like 2 years before I even watch them again. It's just ridiculous. But yeah, I had gotten there was a thing I had posted over on earth2.net, which you have now become a member of. Thank you very much. At least I've referred one person to that website. I had did a topic on there about Looney Tunes being back on TV because I saw a commercial for a New Year's Day Cartoon Network Looney Tunes marathon. And then I got to thinking, well, wait a second, they have those on DVD. So I went over to Columbia House, and they have all six Golden Collections, which is the actual sets. If you were going to buy the Looney Tunes on DVD, the sets you want to get is the Golden Collection, not the Spotlight, because the Golden Collection has all the cartoons on each of the sets. And, yeah, so I ordered those. I ordered a whole bunch of crap. Let's see, why don't we move over to podcasts? I had just started, like, listening to podcasts this year, because I had just started, actually I started at the end this year, it's already 2000, I keep thinking it's 2008, holy crap. At the end of 2007 I had started listening to podcasts, and what I had found was, I had found TF Wire, and through TF Wire I found This Week in Geek, and then I had found World. I was looking for stuff with Justice League, stuff with Batman, and I had thought at first that World's Finest Podcast was done by the producers of the shows. I was looking for something that had like Bruce Timm or James Tucker or Glenn Murakami or somebody on there talking about their shows. Well, I found World's Finest Podcast. And I've said this before on my show, and I've said it before on your show. It's Michael David Sims and James Doe reviewing the entire collection of DC Animated Universe cartoons. And it's by far the best podcast that I've listened to. And I also listen to Earth2.net, the show. That's pretty much my podcast. Oh, and your podcast, obviously. All thanks, Transformers. Yeah. So, yeah. But that would be my podcast list for the year.
Well, I got into listening to podcasts in somewhere in 2006 because I listened to a few episodes of TF Wire, which is what got me listening to them. And then after that, I got hooked on their other lines of shows, and so I became
War
the
Stories.
Host of the War Stories, which is the fan fiction reading of various Transformer writers. Or, like, just fans, but it's still, I did all the voices and narration and everything for that, so that only got 15 episodes. And again, it was supposed to be bi-weekly, and, after a year, I had 15 episodes, which doesn't make any sense. I should have had, like, 20-some episodes, but...
See, that's why before I started doing TFG1, I wanted to write out everything I was gonna do. I wanted to have a set schedule that I know how long it's going to be. Because, like I said before, World's Finest podcast was where I got the idea to even do this. So, and I basically have taken their format and just put Transformers content instead of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman content in there. So, I know for a fact that episode 25 will air at some point in October of this year. So, I know for a fact that this podcast started in December of 08. It's going to almost go to December of 09. And one of the funny things is I looked up on the schedule of episodes that I have, and the Transformers 2007-2009 roundtable that I want to do will air the exact same day that the 2009 movie comes out. So... may have to actually push that back, but as of right now, June 26, 2009 is when episode 25 is supposed to air. I think... No, wait. Is that episode 20... Wait a second. I might be wrong on that. Go ahead and do some of your... I'm going to look something up here. Go ahead and talk about some of your other stuff that you have on your list.
Okay. And then, for my various other podcasts, of course, I listen to the TFG one.
Thank you.
And I've listened to This Week in Geek, not from the beginning. I started around February of this year, but I went back and listened to every single episode since day one. And I've listened to everything on the TF Wire network. I've attempted other Transformer podcasts, but I just can't get into them. For the most part, they don't catch my attention. So I pretty much
TF
stick
Wire
with
itself,
my own podcast. TF Wire, TFG1, This Week in Geek. I listen to This Week in Tech, which is the Screensavers or like the old LaPorte, those guys.
Yeah,
from,
I remember
Stevie
talking about that on TF Wire.
See, and I used to watch that station, so when I heard of that from... Jesse off TF Wire. I started listening to The Tech Guy and This Week in Tech from Leo Laporte's twit.tv network. And then another podcast I listen to that's Transformer related is Transformers Anonymous, which are hosted by my good friends Jakeman, Jazz Santee, and Halton. And if you listen to their Christmas special episode, which is a reading of pretty much a mockery of several Christmas stories, I'm narrating the entire story.
That's cool.
So that was pretty fun.
No, I was wrong. It's not the last episode. Episode 15, which is the season 2 recap, will air the same day the 2009 movie comes out, and then. Basically the last episode that I have so far is the two movie live action movie reviews, and that'll be Friday the 13th, November 13th, 2009. So that's kind of scary ending on Friday the 13th. Yeah. So that's okay. Move this down. All right, let's see. I guess we can go into DVDs. One of my favorite shows is a cop show with Don Johnson, Nash Bridges, which got canceled in 2001 off of CBS. And I have been waiting patiently 7 years for this thing to come out on legitimate DVD, not bootleg. And because every site that I've looked for it on DVD, it's bootleg and there's no special features. So the first season has been released, and the second season will be released on DVD this coming March 3rd. I've gotten the Iron Man 2-disc edition, Dark Knight 2-disc edition, which we've already talked about. I got Fastlane, the complete series. The only complaint I have about that is they could not get the music rights for the DVDs. There was two episodes in particular where there was a POD song, a Papa Roach song, and a Saliva song that was supposed to be playing in specific scenes, and it's not in there. They are different songs. Witchblade, the complete series, which... it was all right. I kind of got lost and confused by the time the second season of the series came around. And, yeah, let's see, Birds of Prey complete series, which was really good, even though people say it kind of sucked, but I liked that series. It was a different way of telling part of the Batman story. True Calling complete series. Eliza Dushku is so hot. Tiny Toon Adventures Season 1, Volume 1, and The Batman, The Complete 5th Season. I only got The Batman, The Complete 5th Season because while it was airing on Cartoon Network, I had tried to see the episodes where George Newbern and Clancy Brown were voicing Superman and Lex Luthor, and I never got to see them all, so that's the reason why I got that set. So what about, huh?
Yeah. Well, pretty much for my DVD releases, which also tie into my top TV series, I have Supernatural and Heroes. I'm not a fan of either one of them.
Yeah.
That has been...
yeah, I saw that Twitter on post, your blog, and I was like, oh boy, we're going to get into an argument over that. Yeah. I actually kept the DVD releases and the TV series separate on my list because the TV series, there are some that are already on DVD, but there are some that aren't yet. As far as Heroes and Supernatural, the only reason why I dislike it is because it's the whole me not watching horror or blood and guts and gore thing. It has nothing to do with who's acting in it. It has nothing to do with what the show's about. It just has to do with that genre, and I just will not watch it. And Heroes is just to quote Birdman, it sucks balls. It just does. I mean, I know everything nowadays is a ripoff of everything else, but that show is basically a Justice League Junior. That's all it is.
Actually, it's more so an X-Men.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they
got mutant powers. Yeah, it's an X-Men ripoff.
But I do like the whole series and all the twists and turns because there's nothing you can tell that's going to happen. By the time you get something down, they switch it around on you. So it's completely reversible
now,
on
I have
every
seen
level.
I have caught this year, since the new third season, fourth season, whatever the hell this season's supposed to be, I have caught, like, the tail end because I have the show that's after it, My Own Worst Enemy. I have that set on my DVR to record. And I caught a couple of the ending episodes earlier in 2008 where I think it's Peter's father. I don't know. I don't... If that's wrong, I'm sorry. I don't watch the show. But Peter's father was the actor that plays him was actually the actor who played in Fastlane. He played... Donnie Ray's father in Fastlane, and I really do like that actor. So yeah, my TV listing would be Knight Rider 2008 version. I love that. Just the special effects and stuff that they've put into that show, it's great. Unfortunately, we have to have a moment of silence for The Shield. The Shield had its final season this year, will no longer be airing, and the way they ended it was just completely shocking, and I'm not going to go into it because a buddy of mine that's on the Earth2.net forums, Jack Fetch, he has not watched the end of it yet, and he asked people not to spoil it for him, so I'm not going to, but it's just the way it ended was completely fucked up. Smallville Season 8, my own worst enemy, I would say, is the best, other than Knight Rider, is the best new show of 2008 as far as TV, because the concept in this is just, it's Christian Slater as Edward Albright and Henry Spivey. It's two guys, two personalities in one body. It's basically an updated version of Sybil, but Edward is a super secret spy who submitted himself to this program to have a personality created inside himself, and his turn on and off switch is broken. So normally the Janus, the company that he works for, would flip his switch to turn him or put him to sleep and wake Henry up, who has a family, wife, kids, everything else. Or they would put Henry to sleep and turn Edward on if he had to go on missions. Well, apparently there's something wrong, and the switch just comes at random. I mean, Edward could be in the middle of Dubai trying to assassinate some guy, and Henry would wake up with a gun in his hand and be like, "Where the fuck am I?" So it regardless, I know a lot of people that I've talked to really can't see Christian Slater in TV, and some people really don't like him as an actor. I liked him in this. It was great. And this also brings back Mike O'Malley to TV. Mike O'Malley plays Raymond, and his alter is Tom. And I first liked Mike O'Malley when he was on Yes, Dear. That was a really funny show. What else do I have on here? I found something interesting this year. The Discovery Network has tons and tons of channels on satellite, and they added a channel this year called the Investigation Discovery Channel. And it's basically like shows that have already been on TV that are in syndication, like FBI Files and New Detectives and stuff like that, but it's also their specific new shows, like one I like is Wicked Attraction. It's all about criminal couples. It could be a father and son, wife and husband, sisters, whatever, and it dives into the minds of these criminals, and it's very, very interesting. Let's see, where do we go from here? TV, DVDs. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the Nintendo TV shows. Most people may or may not remember back in from 89 to 92. Nintendo was basically hitting a barrage of media with their video games. We have the Super Mario Bros. Super Show, which on Fridays included The Legend of Zelda, which I have those DVDs. Also, The Adventures of Super Mario Bros. 3. It was just really... the Mario Bros. Shows and the Zelda show was just a really good way to show off the video game as if it could happen in animation. It was really, really cool. And then you had Captain N the Game Master, which takes this real-life kid and puts him in a video game. And who hasn't wanted to be sucked through their own TV to be put in a video game?
What's funny about that show is...
Mother Brain.
Remember the villain?
Brain.
Yeah, that Brain. And I remember the voice, and like for some reason... I've always remembered the show, and I seen it a long time ago, but I watched it again on my Netflix the other day, and I was like, wow, this is really familiar. And Mega Man is so screwed up in that game, that show. He sounds like a midget like this. It's like, Mega Man doesn't sound like that. Like, and then you watch the later 90s version of Mega Man, and it's got like Goku's voice. Before they changed it to, the newer voices.
I wasn't really... I've seen several different Mega Man incarnations. I don't actually remember any of them. The only one I can really remember, the most recent, is, like, Mega Man and the NT Warrior or something. It was something on when Kids WB was still around. I don't know, it was something weird. I had never really watched the old Mega Man show. I don't even really remember. I just remember Mega Man from being in Captain N. One character I could not stand in that show was Simon Belmont. Oh my god. It was just just horrible. But let's see.
Kid
Icarus was kind of cool, though. At least.
Yeah, but he repeated his words.
That's true. I really don't have a whole lot on actual video games, considering as how I don't have a next-gen console, and my computer does not have a video card that will play Need for Speed Undercover, which I have had for, like, the past 2 months that I've been dying to play. Mirror's Edge looks really cool. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I've seen that looks really cool, but I just can't play it.
Yeah, I have, a PS2, which I have, like, Mega Man X8 for, and the Transformer Armada game, and, I beat those, and have, like, some of the old, bunch of old games for it, and I hardly play that. Last time I played it was a couple days ago when I beat the, Iron Man video game, which, by the way, is very easy to beat, because it's very hard to die. And so I played that through, beat that, and I have a Nintendo Wii, which I've downloaded classic Nintendo, Super Nintendo games onto to play, and 64 games, so you can use your GameCube controller, and I've played my Super Smash Bros. On the Melee one from GameCube, and then I played Brawl from the Wii, beat both of those. Pretty much my... although it's not a game of the year, the system is a game, or a system of the year, because, again, it's the
Wii,
number one seller.
Yeah.
And, it outranks PS3 and Xbox 360. It's ranked next by the 360 and PS3, but...
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You know, I was born with a mild case of cerebral palsy, so I play video games one-handed, and people look at me like I'm crazy until I actually show them how I do it. And ever since Nintendo stopped production on the Super, I have not subscribed to any of their products, not bought any of their products, and I won't. Because I cannot, there's no way that I could do it. There is no way. Even if somebody was generous enough to buy me a Wii, I would sell it, because there would be no way I could play it. Because I've seen people, you have to use two remotes. Now, I've seen people use one. I have seen people use one, but for the most part, you have to use both of them, don't you?
Well, this is the correction to that. They do allow, for most games, for you to still use either the GameCube controller or the Classic controller, which plugs into
right.
the one remote with the batteries in it, and allows you to play. It's set up just like a Super Nintendo controller. So you can play the original Super Nintendo games on there when you download them, and you can play, like, Smash Brothers Brawl. You can play that with the Super Nintendo controller. You can play that with the GameCube controller.
Yeah, when I first started getting into my eBay addiction, which we won't go into that anymore, we've talked about that before. When I first got into my eBay addiction, I found something that was really cool, and I thought it was going to be the colors that it showed, but it wasn't. I found what they call an FC Twin, which is the NES and Super NES combined into one system. So I bought that for like $70, which, by the way, is cheaper than what you originally could have bought both of the systems for, considering I remember specifically my mom paid $200 for an SNES in 92 for Christmas for me. Don't ask me how I found out how much she paid for it. She must have been drunk one night or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's hope she's not listening to this when it goes on air. I found this, and I started buying Super Nintendo games off eBay, and I have, like, Super Mario World is one of my favorites. I have my very favorite Zelda game was Link to the Past, and I love that game. I could play that all day and all night. I also found Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time. I love that game. It's the same one as it was in the arcades, just on a smaller scale. But it's the same gameplay, it's the same deal. I'm trying to think what else I have. But yeah, that's when I want to play something, that's what I play. Unless, of course, I'm playing Need for Speed Most Wanted, which is the only Need for Speed game I can play on the computer right now. Damn computer. Dropkick the damn thing.
Well, they change so often. I upgraded my computer in January just so that I could play Unreal Tournament 3. And I'm pretty sure it's outdated enough now that I can't play any other newer games.
Like I said before, when we were off the air, you were talking about your cleanup software picks. You know, I know software and I know some programs on computers, but I know nothing of hardware. If I open a computer and I look around, I don't know what the hell I'm looking for to do. So I had my buddy come over here, and I actually got a new video card. We're going to install it. Well, I don't know what kind of video card my computer takes. When I had it built, they didn't tell me what it was. Well, the card I got, the slot in the computer where it's supposed to go, on the card itself, the edge where it's supposed to click in is at an opposite end of where it is in the computer. So, like, if you have the video card in front of you, the edge where it's supposed to fit in is, like, to the left of it, but the actual slot where it's supposed to go in the computer is to the right of it. So it would not fit. So I just took it back and got the Dark Knight DVD. I got a couple of Disney DVDs that were going back in the vault. And, yeah, I got my $80 back, and I spent $80 worth of DVDs. So, yeah. So Need for Speed Undercover is going to have to wait until I can actually take the computer back to the store where I had it built and just have them put in whatever they have to put in to get it to freaking work. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about today? We did TV shows. I wanted to bring up music because a lot of people, especially on the Earth2.net forums, are not Nickelback fans, and I am like one of the biggest Nickelback fans. I had seen them for the first time in 2006 here at Freedom Hall here in Louisville, and loved it, and I have been waiting ever since they released 2005's All the Right Reasons for them to put out new material. Well, it finally happened this year. Dark Horse, which is their new album, came out in November, and it's by far my favorite album out of everything that they've done. They actually had Mutt Lange, who produced Back in Black and Hysteria, doing production on this, and it sounds great. A couple of other CDs I like this year was Theory of a Dead Man, came out with their third one, which was Scars and Souvenirs. Course of Nature, who actually have not been in the limelight for 8 years. The last time they actually had a release was Supercala back in 2002 with, you may remember, I don't know if you listen to this type of music, but you may remember, what was the name of that song? Hell, I can't even remember it now. Oh, crap, what the hell was the name of that damn song? Caught in the Sun. Sorry about that, folks. Caught in the Sun was one of their Make Me Famous songs off of their Supercala album. So it was nice to have them release their second album in 8 years called Damaged. Shinedown I have on here on the list because I didn't really, when I first got turned on to Shinedown, I didn't really catch on to them too much. But when they released their third album, The Sound of Madness, this past year, it's the best album that they've done. 12 Stones put out their third album, Anthem for the Underdog. Which I actually know, it's a funny story, I actually know the drummer of 12 Stones, Aaron Gaynor, he goes by AJ, but he was a DJ at one of the rock stations down in Biloxi, Mississippi, I think it was 97.9 WCPR, and he was the midday DJ, and I just kind of, my biggest thing, wherever I move to a different city, I always try to get in good with the DJs, because I've always wanted to be on radio, hence why I'm doing podcasting now. So anyway, yes. So, yes. Wow, that almost sounded like David Kay. Holy crap. Let's not go into that. And then the other two that I have, or the other one that I have listed as far as new for 2008 that came out was Three Doors Down's self-titled album, which is pretty good. My incredible find for 2008 would be the Titan AE soundtrack. I have loved the Titan AE movie since it came out. It was a really great anime style. It wasn't really anime style. It was good animation. I don't know if you've seen it, Steve. But it was basically set in the future. They have to find this ship to save the world, basically, from these things called the dredge, which are just pure electric energy. Well, the soundtrack has a few good songs from, like, Lit and Power Man 5000. They also have a song called, by The Urge, called It's My Time to Fly. And I just loved hearing that song in the movie, so I wanted to find the soundtrack for it.
Yeah, I've seen Titan A.E. before. It's a pretty good movie. And I don't really have much of music picks, but the ones I'd have to say is I love the band Disturbed. I'm not normally one for very hard rock, but I've always liked that group, so their newest CD is pretty good.
Indestructible, I think. Indestructible.
Yes.
Came out this year.
And it's
I know it's well, it's hard getting used to it.
But
it's Saturday. I don't know what the date is, but I know it's Saturday.
But I just know that I'm not at work. But yeah. But yeah, so I like that one a lot better than the second CD. It reminds me more of their first CD and some of the third. The third won on a radio contest. Yeah, because I have this problem where every now and again where I hear something I want on the radio and I sit there and I get it down to a science of calling in and getting through. And I've won several things. I've won TV. Mm. I've won... CDs, I've won packs
Wait, go back. You mean you've won
houses.
Actual TVs off the radio? Wow. Huh. One of one.
Yeah. I have a very fast trigger finger on my phone. But, yeah, it started off as a joke trying to call in radio songs, and then after that I started calling in for contests, and I actually won... Believe it or not, I won tickets to Game 7 of the World Series when the Detroit Tigers were in it, and then they bombed it in the fifth game so that my tickets no longer were valid. I was pissed. Like, I won tickets 2 days before the game, and I was going to either A, go, or B, throw them up on eBay and make some cash. But, yeah, so I was so pissed about that.
The only really team that you can count on being a Game 7 for World Series is, of course, the Boston Red Sox. Well, no, actually, make that the Championship Series, because the World Series that they have won, they've won it in four games. So, yeah, I take that. I retract that statement. You want to go to the Championship Series, you're going to get a Game 7 World Series with the Red Sox. You ain't getting past Game 4.
Especially being from Detroit. I mean, look at the Lions. We're screwed.
It's like...
I don't even like football.
That has to be the all-time worst losing record ever. Now, if they can just... It's almost a reversal of this year's Lions to last year's Patriots. The Patriots almost went 19-0. Now, just imagine if the Lions can go 0-19. That would be great.
That would be hilarious. It would actually be a record. It's almost like my high school football team. We won one whole game the whole year. And it was for homecoming, I think. It was the only game they could ever win a year.
Wow.
Until my class graduated. Yeah. Because we're real winners here.
Yeah, well, I bounced around from schools so many times that I couldn't even tell you if what team won what. When I was in high school, I bounced around to so many different high schools, I didn't even know. So, couple of things I added to my list. I added three categories: best and worst moment, and one thing you spent the most money on. I really don't have any best, like, personally defining moments for 2008. However, as we've said before, there were a ton of DVDs that came out that I had been excited about. That and being able to reacquire my Transformers toy collection from my childhood. My worst moment would be, of course, being told that I'm being kicked out of everything at my job. My job entails me being an apartment manager. Well, obviously, if I'm no longer working here, they don't want me in this apartment. So, but actually, there has been negotiation on that, and I am going to be still working with the same company. I'm still going to be getting free rent and utilities, but at a two-bedroom apartment, but I will no longer be getting any pay, which sucks, because relying on $576 every 2 weeks is going to be hard to cut down from. Thank God I've stopped my eBay addiction.
Yeah, I had one of those for a while, too.
Only thing I've bought on eBay since I bought my BotCon set was I was looking for an old Daryl Hall CD, and it was only $8 on eBay with free shipping. So that's the only thing I've bought in the last 6 months. And, of course, the one thing that I've spent the most money on this year was the BotCon 2008 complete set with all the exclusives and everything. I paid $866.99, which included shipping. So, yeah.
My best moment, I'm not really sure. Other than the fact that I got paid vacations this year.
Hey, at least you get vacations.
Which was nice.
I haven't had a vacation from this job since I don't know when, and you really can't count my grandmother dying in 2007 as vacation leave for me to go up there to see the funeral in Massachusetts, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's not really a nice way to spend
really time
off. You kind of think of time off as sitting
exactly,
on your rear end watching movies.
So what about your worst moment?
But,
Oh, okay.
I'm not done with my best
moment. Calm down.
No.
Calm down, Megatron.
Don't rush me, man. Yes. But yeah. Other than that, I for best moments, I've gotten more out there online over the past year than I was previously. My podcast was launched. My site's gotten more people to it, considering various other small Transformer-related sites.
Yeah, I actually joined Cafe Spark.
I
don't post on there.
Standing.
I don't post on there, but I did join.
Yeah, I noticed. I had to go through the other day and delete all the zero posts.
I guess I better get to work then.
not you. Well, all the ones from like 2006, 2007. Just because
they're taking up space.
Yeah, they haven't visited since they. Yeah.
Reminds me, I just watched Muppets Christmas Carol. Reminds me of something Michael Caine's version of Scrooge said: decreasing the surplus population.
Pretty much. Picking them
it's
off
like
flies.
It's like skeet shooting.
First. But,
Duck Hunt, anyone?
And yeah, and I've met quite a few people online that I've either been influenced by or gotten to meet,
yeah.
Like you, Birdman. I've actually talked to Birdman on the phone once. I've emailed him a couple times, mostly Twittered. Still waiting to hear back. I'm not gonna push it, because
I know he's busy.
I just. He left me a message on Twitter the last time I sent him a message, because I was like, so, going to get back to me soon? And he puts, I will totally call when I'm back planet side. Sound good? And I was like, yeah. And I just left.
I think it was funny when you posted to me on Twitter. You're like, get in touch with Birdman, thinking like I have some sort of inside track to him or something, which I don't.
Well, he talks to you.
I don't know
more,
about that.
But I'll post some comments, reply comments, and he'll not reply to mine, but he'll reply to yours.
Yeah.
But
I
just know he's busy. I leave him alone if I can, unless I'm just commenting just to comment. But so that would be my best moments. Worst moments are well, of course, the economy and wanting to find a job in something other than what I'm doing, which is working at a car dealership. Not that it isn't bad. I do get paid pretty decent, but and the people I work with are nice, too, and the job's pretty easy, and the fact that I don't really have too many people watching for me, even though I have, like, four bosses. But I pretty much just report to the bosses and get more slack because I'm.
Do you have those TPS reports ready?
I don't have to do that kind of stuff. I just tell them what to order computer-wise, and I fix
it. Well, you said four bosses, and the only thing I could think of is Peter from Office Space having eight different bosses telling him the same thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. But I don't know. I just want something better job-wise than what I'm doing. I want something either in the tech field, something in media, something doing... like, I watch a crap ton of movies. I'd love to do, like, movie reviews and be, like, kind of a critic in those. I love technology. I love old cartoons, building websites, although I can't build a website for the most part for just anybody because I get bored. I could build it for, like, for instance, you, or I could build it for my site, but other than that, I get bored really easy.
I know about web design or any of that stuff, so I would not be able to do that. I don't know.
But yeah, my worst moment would having to be working two jobs. my fiance working three part-time ones. I work one full-time and one part-time. I just like to be able to work one job to be able to cover all that and still halfway decently enjoy what I do.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense whatsoever.
I gotta interrupt the episode here for a minute, folks, because Steve, your audio keeps going in and out. You keep breaking up. Oh, really?
So does yours.
I'm not doing anything. Freaking Skype.
Yeah, it's Skype.
The economy sucks. Jobs just... You know, I don't even think anybody who has a dream job that they want, that they absolutely love going to, I don't even think, you know, at some point you're going to be upset with your job, you know, regardless of what it is. But.
Yeah. But, yeah. And the thing I spent the most money on this year is I bought a bedroom furniture set, which I finally paid off.
Crap. Go ahead, sorry.
And, well, it's the most money thing I'm going to pay off this year. Because I did have to buy another car because in May, my truck that I had, which was an 89 S15 pickup, which I loved, but display started going out on me last winter, and then it would come back, and then it would go away, then it would come back, and then... Then I started eating more fuel, and I was getting 10 miles to the gallon instead of 18, and then... So I was like, I let everything go wrong with it that I possibly could, and then it died on me one day coming out of work. I pulled out of the parking lot, and it died in the middle of the road. It coasted into a parking lot, started again, and then I traded it in that day, got rid of it, but... I got two warrantied vehicles now, but...
Well, the last time on ATTF episode 9, I was talking about several different figures that I have. And I figured before we even started recording this today that I would get out my Galvatron to talk about him a little bit more because you had asked me if it was the eHobby version. And I looked on Toy Arena, and yes, it is an eHobby version. It's the one where he is movie accurate, the movie accurate colors, and he has the Golden Matrix necklace that goes with him. But I just wanted to confirm that it wasn't... At the time, I didn't know it was an eHobby figure. I just knew it was through Toy Arena and that it was movie accurate. So, I actually got... In this one, I actually got his legs apart. The last one I had, the original G1 off-color model one, I could not get the legs apart. So, it was just like one giant stock at the bottom. So, yeah, I actually have all my... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've seen it. Oh, I was just going to say, I've seen it before. I've seen the original and the eHobby, and I kind of could guess that you had an eHobby just by the coloration you're describing.
I got the original just because I thought that was the only one that they had made. I didn't know that there was another one out there, and then I think it was Jesse or Spader, somebody from TF Wire had mentioned a Golden Matrix necklace with on-color and on-face model of Galvatron, so I looked around eBay and I got it. Through Toy Arena off of eBay, but I actually wanted to impressed because one of the meetings I had with my bosses to discuss this unholy crap that they've put on me at the time, I wanted to make a good impression, so I cleared my desk. I put all my Transformers in my pantry in my kitchen. So actually, the entire collection outside of Galvatron is inside the pantry, locked up right now. And considering I'm going to be moving within the next 3 weeks, I'm going to have to start boxing them up, which I have no idea how I'm going to do without actually, I don't know, mangling some of them. Because some of them are in robot mode, like Galvatron is, and I am not transforming this guy back into cannon mode for anything. So, and he's got his guns on him and everything else, so packing those is going to be a nightmare.
You get lots of towels, ain't that the truth? And wrap them in those.
I'll probably have to try that.
Paper towel. I don't know.
I think I sent you a message on Skype. I've been going through, just to let everybody know, TFG1 will be going on, like I said, through the end of this year. But I've been going through now and writing scripts up of episodes to come. Well, when I was ripping the audio from the DVDs, on two of the episodes, I think it was Microbots and Megatron's Master Plan, I think that's what it was. I don't know. I know Microbots, the audio clip for it is over 9 minutes long. Because I'm trying to capture, with each of those audio clips, I'm trying to capture what specifically the episode is about. Like, there's one episode that I did, a Decepticon Raider in King Arthur's Court. Well, obviously, you want to have some part of audio with the episode that has the people from that time era talking. Obviously, you're not going to get what the episode's about other than listening to the synopsis. So, but yeah, there are a couple of audio files coming up in future episodes that are extremely long. let's see. All right, what else do you want to talk about today?
Well, I was thinking about your top movie for next year.
I was going to say, if we had recorded this maybe a little bit earlier, we could have said for next year. But yeah, for 2009, I don't really know. I've watched the X-Men Origins Wolverine trailer a couple of times, and I'm not really impressed. I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine and as Logan. I think it's a great character, and I think he did an excellent job in the X-Men movies as specifically Wolverine. But we have seen his backstory so many times. I mean, and I really can't speak for the comics because I don't read the comics, but like the X-Men 1992 cartoon series, it tells his story in there and it goes into different stuff. We've got his story in, you know, X-Men and X2 and X3, and I just don't know if that would be something I would go to theaters and see. Let's see. I'm not a Trekkie, so I won't be seeing the Star Trek movie. I will be going to see Transformers 2, regardless of how many humans are in it compared to robots. Hopefully there are less humans. I really don't know what else is coming out for 2009, other than like the Star Trek thing, the X-Men Wolverine thing, and Transformers. I did see the trailer for the Pink Panther 2 on IMDb the other day, but that would be a DVD thing for me if I was going to even watch it. What about yours? Yeah.
Mine are the Transformer movie, obviously. I used to be a huge Trekkie when I was growing up, so I'm going to see the new Star Trek movie. And I especially like the original crew and like the Next Generation and so on, but I don't really
Deep
care.
Deep Space
for the
Nine, from what
series.
I've seen of it, was all right. It wasn't. It was more tolerable than, say, Voyager and what was that? Enterprise.
Enterprise was like a direct slap in the face to everything canon on that whole saga of Star Trek, because it destroyed.
I didn't even watch that much. I didn't even really watch anything Enterprise that much. All as I know is Scott Bakula was in it, and that pretty much seems to me that they're trying to rip off Quantum Leap, which he also starred in.
Captain Quantum Leap is now on the Enterprise. But yeah, and my other picks are like the Wolverine movie. I know it's not going to be as good as like the X-Men, but should still be pretty decent. So yeah, I'll probably still see that Dragon Ball.
That's I'm never gonna into that show
because I like the Dragon Ball Z series. I probably won't. I liked it, and I actually had a site on it. It was my second website I ever built, and that's actually still online, but no updates since, like, 02. And, but, yeah, I'll probably just see that on DVD. Same with the Wolverine, but I'm going to see Star Trek, Transformers 2, and G.I. Joe
in
theater.
I'm not too big on the G.I. Joe thing. I did watch the 80s version of it, but I didn't follow it faithfully like I did Transformers and He-Man and all that stuff. So yeah, I don't think I'll be going to see that. I don't know, it's just lately there haven't been a lot of movies that really piqued my interest to want to go see. Like I was talking about earlier with the with me spending money I don't have at ColumbiaHouse.com with all these DVDs I've ordered. You know, I've put stuff in my cart that I just think are, you know, like best movies of all time, like Michael Keaton and Christopher Lloyd in The Dream Team. What else did I put that? I put a whole bunch of stuff in there from like the 80s and the early 90s and stuff like that. Just films that, like City Slickers and City Slickers 2. Just films that I grew up on that I don't have in my collection yet, but I will eventually. And it's like, as cheesy as like City Slickers was, it was a overall good movie. You know, it wasn't like, you know, people actually put thought into the script that they wrote for that movie. It wasn't like, you know, I hate to bring it up, but, you know, Saw 2, Saw 3, Saw 4, Saw, you know, I mean, just like repeating all this stuff over and over and over again. It was, I don't know. Let's see, what else are we going to talk about? Upcoming on TFG1, episode 3 should be airing hopefully this Friday. Actually, that's the date that I have set for it to air. I'll probably be recording that tomorrow. I can email you a list if you want of the episodes I'm talking about if you want to be... I don't know if you're going to have time this week to record again, but if you want to be on that, we can do that. supplemental cartoon episode, I'm not exactly sure when. As of right now, it is set for in between episodes 3 and 4. It just depends on what the hell the Birdman's doing, because I would like him to be in on that, and he said he would like to be in on that. It just depends on when the record is. So I've got to cage him up, try to get him to figure out something, what he's going to do. Other than that, really nothing else going on as far as me. 2008 was an alright year. It wasn't one of the best years, but it was better than 2007.
Yeah,
that's always
a
good thing.
Year than the year before, but
that you're paying
and
out
I got
the
two
ass
new
for
cars,
now.
But, oh yes.
Oh, thank
always.
God I don't
There's
drive.
There's so much crap that I need.
It's one less expense I need.
I got two vehicles, a trailer, a huge credit card. I'm paying on a wedding with me and my fiance. She's paying part of two, and yeah, it's just overwhelming the amount of money that we have to make to have to save to throw away back.
Well, like I said
bills,
earlier.
So.
Off the air, I said that even though I'm writing up all this stuff now for the scripts for TFG1, I will have to definitely go back and watch each set of episodes before I do the actual record. That way it's fresh in my mind, but I'm already through. I'm at season 2, part 2 now, and it just amazes me some of the, and I'll talk about this more on the recaps, but it amazes me. Some of the not really the bonus features, but some of the animation cells and stuff like that are in the that are on the sets, like the menu screens and stuff. It just amazes me what they did with those. I so wish Hasbro would get off their ass and release the series again, so people can have it instead of having to pay, like I said before, between $300 and $700 to get these DVD sets.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice for them to do that, yeah, but I don't think they're going to do it anytime soon.
Well, if stupid BMG and Sony Wonder wouldn't have gone under in 2007, we would have had it re-released, because there were plans for Generation 1 to have a new DVD set release for tie-in with the first live-action movie, but Sony's Wonder division went down. And then Hasbro spent like $7.5 million to reacquire half of their library, which Transformers was included in that, and they have not done nothing with it. I would like to mention that when I was at Best Buy the other day picking up the DVDs that I picked up, I was looking for Transformers stuff over there, and the only thing I found was Energon and Cybertron complete series sets. I found absolutely no copies of any of the animated releases. I know that Transformers Rollout, the three-part intro, and then Season 1 is out. I think Season 2 comes out January 6th, but I could not find them anywhere at Best Buy the other day at the store I went to. So either they're selling, or they've already sold out, and they just haven't ordered anymore, because apparently there's not that much of a demand of it. I don't know, but wasn't anything on the shelves other than Cybertron and Energon.
Well, they've never been one to actually have a crap ton of Transformer DVDs anyway.
I don't know. All right.
I know my local one has all of them.
Yeah.
Like, except for the, obviously, G1, Beast Wars. And it has Beast Machines.
I thought about that as soon as we walked out of the store with what I got. After we checked out and thought, I didn't even think about it because it just slipped my mind totally. I was just looking for the animated stuff just because I wanted to just see the box and stuff. And I didn't even think about Beast Wars or Beast Machines, which I eventually have to get. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, Spada did post something on Twitter the other day about all the TF figures in his area are gone as far as the shelves, which isn't such a bad thing, I guess. Maybe they sold out of those, too. I don't know. Yeah, well, every time I go to a toy department, which isn't much, considering I'm very G1-centric as far as my collection, but every time I go into the toy department, I find maybe one or two things Transformers, and it's not even movie stuff. It's just random. It could be Armada figures. It could be Energon figures. It could be animated. But it's like one or two on the shelves, and there's nothing else. Everything else is like Gundam Wing and Dragon Ball Z, and it's weird. These people are weird down here. They don't know what the hell to sell right. I don't know. So what else we got? What else is going on with all things Transformers over there?
For the most part, just going to try and do a little bit more regular updates to it, depending on the Transformer-related news. I do want to have a roundtable episode at some point.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you got any ideas for discussion topics?
Anybody that would like to guest host or guest, be in the entire conversation can also suggest discussion as... I have no idea yet. And, well, I have an idea with one with Halfin, but we more so have to iron out a time that we'd both be able to. And I do want to get the Transformer Anonymous hosts on for an episode. Not sure what it would contain at this point. But other than that, I would have to say... that would be it for all things Transformers. As for PredaconEmpire.com, I have like 4 toy reviews I still have yet to add. probably won't do till next week. So other than that, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Probably just going to try and continuously update, try and add features to the forums. I know a couple old Transformer Network people are looking to join the site and one in particular, Derek, on the Cafe Spark forums, is going to develop a skin for it because he's developing a Transformer the Movie related site, and is going to use my forums for the discussion.
One thing I would suggest for the Cafe Spark is specific podcast threads. Specific podcast threads, because over, and I don't know if I don't know how much of Earth2.net forums you've explored yet, but over there they have set up specific threads for each of their podcasts, and then they've set up each specific like episode topic, like you can discuss like episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. So that's what I would suggest for Cafe Spark, is have like a Predacon Empire, or not Predacon, ATTF forum, like as far as a basic general like thread, and then inside that have each episode where people can discuss it more.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I think we're about done, considering we're already up to about 1 hour and 10 minutes almost. So got any
pretty much on another note, TF Wire has released its 2008 clip show.
See,
just now.
Oh, okay. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, well, actually, about a half hour ago.
See, I thought 162 was going to be the clip show, but it was just Ryan doing his solo thing, which was kind of cool. Nope.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Well,
it was actually
kind
of different and nice.
I'm really not going to... I've bashed Ryan enough on the TF Wire forums. I'm not going to go into it again. He's a cool guy, but it's just... new topic. Yeah, I don't want to dig myself into an even bigger hole.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
I'll download
something
that
I'll
and listen
to
it while I start packing some of this stuff up. Because I'm probably going to pack away half of my DVDs now just to start getting them off the shelves and stuff. So, this has been the TFG1-8 All Things Transformers crossover combined episode, whatever you want to call it.
Crossover.
This will take the place of TFG1's supplemental 2 episode, and this will also be All Things Transformers episode 10. We need to update my description, too. I sent that to you. You never updated it.
Yeah, you might want to send that to me again, because I think what happened is I copied it and I went to go paste it in there and I deleted it before.
Oh,
and
nice.
So when I went to paste it in there,
actually,
there was nothing to paste. So
I will
iTunes feed.
I will look. Actually, I'm in the process of looking for it now, because I have to actually find the thing, because I don't know if it's in one of the actual overall sum. Because I put together, when I first started out, I put together just an overall file of everything I wanted to discuss, an overall description. So I don't know where it is. Oh, well. Yeah, let's make sure you do
podcast.
That. Because...
Or I'll put up the opposite one with
hey,
the
no, wait,
podcast.
No, wait a
this
second
time,
here.
I'll get more
that
listeners.
Is not my fault.
No,
it's
I'm
not my
lying.
Fault that you only have 18 subscribers and I have over 60. That ain't my fault, man. No, it doesn't suck. See, that's one thing
it's
that
my show
that is,
sucks.
And I'm sorry. I know I said I wasn't gonna go back to this. That's one thing that I'm starting not to like about TF Wire, is Ryan always say, "Oh, we only have 3 listeners, and why does anybody even listen?" That's saying that type of stuff is gonna get people not to listen to you. Now, I have granted when I first found TF Wire, they had already been like 76, 80 episodes in, so I went back from the beginning and listened to them all. Not obviously in one sitting, but I would listen to them each day, all the episodes, up until I got current. And you just cannot sit there and podcast and talk about all this stuff and then say, oh, well, If any of these three listeners even care about this, well, that makes people not care about your podcast. I mean, that's gonna diminish your listenership.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to bring that up because, I mean, it really doesn't matter because I'm not. I mean, I'm doing it for others as well, but I'm also doing it for myself.
There's the damn description. I found it.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Let's get that updated then.
So, I think we should go ahead and close.
Yeah, because I gotta edit the feed and then make a description for this episode. Well, actually, I don't have to put much in there.
You could put like
best of episode.
TFG1, ATTF crossover, best of 2008. We discuss whatever we liked and didn't like about 2008. Now, are you going to release this as two separate episodes for each feed? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They'll be both on both feeds.
All right. Well, this is Michael Blanchard with the TFG1 podcast, and just want to...
Wow.
No!
Wow.
Oh, boy.
You were done.
It's a good thing that this is not a live radio show.
All right, you finish yours real quick.
The FCC would so fuck us up. All right. Retake. This is Michael Blanchard with the TFG1 podcast. Just want to say thanks to Steve with the ATTF podcast for doing this recording today. And we will see you all soon. Bye, folks.
And this is Steve / Megatron signing off.